With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The last Rasmussen Reports daily presidential tracking poll before the weekend showed 54% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 44% saying they disapprove.
The latest figures include 39% who strongly approve of the job Donald Trump is doing and 37% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval index rating of +2. His strongest approval rating and approval index was on January 23rd at 56% and 6% respectively, and his lowest disapproval rating was on the same day at 40%. On his last day in office, Joe Biden's approval index was -23%. With a total approval rating of 43%.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. Hamas-led terrorists released 3 male Israeli hostages today. They were paraded before a crowd in the southern Gaza Strip before being handed over to the Red Cross. This was part of a shaky ceasefire deal that requires Israel to release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in exchange. All were abducted in the October 7, 2023 terrorist attack that was unprovoked by Israel, begun by the Hamas terrorists and ignited the bloody war. Democrat concerns about Elon Musk's prompt and audit, I should say, at the Treasury Department.
The Treasury Department's Office of Inspector General says it's begun an audit of the federal government's payment system after Democrats in the Senate raised concerns about access given to Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency team. The Inspector General's office says the audit will also review the payment system's transactions over the past 2 years as they relate to Musk's claims of alleged fraudulent payments. Democrats and federal employee unions have been pushing for transparency and accountability in DOGE's activities.
That is Donna Warder reporting, and this is SRN News. Google is abandoning DEI.
The world's most popular search engine says it will no longer pursue a diversity, equity, and inclusion program that, amongst other things, sought to promote the LGBT agenda. Google joins numerous other leading corporations, including some of Silicon Valley's biggest names, in stepping back from DEI, even as President Trump declares war on the concept within the federal government. Target made a similar announcement earlier this month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has told the Supreme Court the federal government no longer backs transgender minors and their families in Tennessee who are challenging a state ban on puberty-blocking drugs. The court's conservatives in December had already seemed likely to uphold the state ban on puberty blockers and hormone treatments. The formal notification on the change is the latest in a flurry of actions by the new administration aimed at ending President Biden's promotion of transgenderism. This is SRN News. More proposed budget cuts at the Environmental Protection Agency.
The new head of the EPA says he'll try to rescind $20 billion in grants for environmental projects approved under the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. Administrator Lee Zeldin says in a video posted on X that the Environmental Protection Agency will revoke contracts for a green bank that's set to fund tens of thousands of projects, including those that fight climate change. Many of those projects focus on disadvantaged communities. Republicans in Congress have called the green bank a slush fund. Donna Warder, Washington.
Ohio's governor has again extended the state's unofficial death penalty moratorium. Republican Mike DeWine has postponed 3 more executions scheduled for this year. The execution dates have been moved to the summer of 2028. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.